Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Vikings Game Plan. The victory over Buffalo in the rearview mirror. Now we move on to Seattle. I'm Paul Allen, joined by Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur to kick off Vikings Game Plan. The first offense against Buffalo, what'd you think?
Well, I think we did some good things. You know, we had some critical errors that affected us. You know, we took two sacks, and then we had a penalty on a screen that ended up being a good play. So the good news is they're correctable errors. So they're just technique things that will get corrected and we move on. Otherwise, we felt like Dalvin Cook, we wanted to get him the ball. And really, the idea of preseason is to see the guys do what they do. And we want to see our guys block, and we got a little bit of movement there in the running game. You know, we converted a short third down. We threw the ball to Dalvin.
Third and one, Dalvin Cook, the tailback. Bradford is going to throw it. Finds the rookie from Florida State. First down, Minnesota.
We wanted Dalvin to touch the ball, which he did. We just got to eliminate those critical errors.
When you review Dalvin's debut and you look at what was available to him with the way the defense flowed towards him and it seemed to be en masse, did he take what was given to him pretty well?
No, I thought he did a good job. Really, two of the three elements that you're looking for in a running back. He ran the ball, and he ran the ball pretty well. And then he caught the ball when we threw it to him. There wasn't many pressures in there to speak of when he was in there. We know he knows what to do in pass protection, and he does a good job of stepping up and blocking.
What are some of your philosophies when it comes to moving the ball? Obviously, you want to get first downs. You want to get touchdowns. Yeah. You'd love to score 28 points a game, especially with this defense. But philosophically speaking, how do you approach offense?
Well, I think we got to be good when we run the football. I think if you can run the football, then you have the ability to play action pass. We threw two deep posts last week. One was an interference call on them, which would have put the ball on the four-yard line. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we had an offsetting hold, but the ball got launched. And then we had one earlier in the game where we misfired on the throw, but we had an open post route. So you want there to be runs that look, and then the play actions come off of that. I think you got to move the quarterback, and then when it's time to drop back and pass, got to change up the protections to give the quarterback time.
Michael Floyd, not necessarily what you saw in minicamp and organized team activities, but when you put pads on, Michael Floyd in Mankato, what'd you think?
Well, we saw him show up like we thought he would. He's a big, strong, physical guy. He's a full-grown man playing wideout, and so he was able to defeat bump and run at certain times. But he is fast enough to get behind the defense. He blocks extremely well. And so we saw all the things that you need to see in a receiver. And he got better and better and better each week and each practice, actually, with our time spent in Mankato.
Things didn't, you know, transition as fast in my head as I would like to, you know, being that, you know, it's new to the offense. But, you know, I think it's going well. It was fun to be out there with my teammates, and I had a good time.
How do you balance his time in the preseason knowing the four-game suspension is coming up to start the season?
Well, there's plenty of reps, and so we got to just make sure he gets a bunch of them and in both the practices as well as in the games. And then, you know, it is what it is. We're going to lose him for a month, and then we'll just try, you know, he'll have to just try and do what he can to, you know, stay up with things within the rules, certainly. And then when we get him back, we'll get him up and running.
A couple of rookie receivers, Rodney Adams, South Florida, Stacy Coley with a big game at Buffalo. He's from the University of Miami. How do you analyze their skill sets? Like what does Rodney do that Stacy doesn't and vice versa?
Well, we saw them play receiver well in the training camp practices. The next step was in how does it translate, you know, how do they handle the game? And they handled the game well.
Stacy Coley has been very active returning kicks and receiving the ball. First down, Minnesota.
Stacy Coley has really played extremely well.
Heinicke fakes a toss left, floats it out to the right,
hits the wide open man. Touchdown, Minnesota. Rodney Adams with the score.
They played with good energy. They played fast. They made plays. I think we talked to the players about the game within the game. They played the game hard, and they played with enthusiasm, and they competed. But the within-the-game part of it is we just got to tidy up some of the details as we go along. And I think once they get that, then they're going to be very effective.
What about rookie Pat Elflein in his preseason debut?
I thought he did a good job. He played in there. He was very active.
He's aggressive, isn't he?
Very aggressive, moves his feet. And again, he's a very active player that'll be able to do a lot of things for us when he's in there.
Case Keenum, with his game debut for you guys, seemed to be pretty good.
I thought he showed himself to be ready to play. He came out, he moved the offense, he made some plays with his feet. He was about ready to get sacked, and he scrambled and made a first down. And then, he made some really good throws as well. So I was pleased the way he handled his time on the field.
Now the progression and transition to this one against Seattle, what are you looking for?
Well, I think we want improvement. I think we want, you know, the ones to go out there and eliminate those critical errors. We want to move the ball and score like we did. We were 3-for-3 in the red zone, 2 touchdowns and a field goal,
yeah,
which was good, but we want to see the ones kind of get involved in that.
Waiting for the signal, and there it is. Touchdown, Minnesota.